from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tim Daly has been one of the activists out in Pennsbury who won a big lawsuit there. We used to play this solicitor who's no longer there. Sit down, Mr. Daly. You're done, Mr. Daly. All that stuff over the years. And the curtailment at these school board meetings rather than engagement has been legendary. And Pennsbury is one of the worst. So we told you, I guess it was yesterday or maybe Monday. Monday, I think. That Delaware Valley Journal, where I'm proud to write, and they cover stuff that you don't hear anywhere else, particularly in the suburbs, had this story about lesson plans in Tim Daly and a parent who found out about this Thanksgiving film. Dan, do you have a little bit of that, the Thanksgiving film? No? Okay. Well, I'll summarize it. It's all right. The Thanksgiving film involved the true story of Thanksgiving, according to the teacher, and mocked the current narrative and talked about it was really to celebrate the killing of Native Americans, and that Lincoln decided he really wanted to celebrate it by having a national Thanksgiving situation, okay? And this led to a look at, well, what's in the lesson plans? Now, you know, people pushed to have lesson plans put online, but formal lesson plans so that parents conveniently could see what's going on in their kids' classroom. All right, so we have Tim Daly and we have Jesse Rivera, the parent who sprung some of this loose. Dan, if you want to bring both guys in. Tim Daly, welcome back to the show. Jesse Rivera, new to the show. Hello. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
So, Jesse, we'll start with you. You're the parent involved. I think you have an eighth grader, according to the Delaware Valley Journal, right? And you
now graduated.
Oh, now graduated. Okay. And you hear about this film, which really says the real cause of Thanksgiving, and Lincoln made it that way, was to celebrate the killing of Native Americans. And you start to try to look to see where you would have known about that. So what happened next?
So I had first reached out to this principal who said that he would do an investigation. After that really didn't seem to yield anything effective, I went on to the Board of Education and had mentioned that in the process of doing this, they had been teaching students to give preference, or rather to treat another race differently just based on what their backgrounds was. In this case, anyone who's American for oppressing someone who is Native American in the past, which they would have nothing done for, which is the definition of racism. So I basically asked them to stop teaching my child to be racist. The Board of Education's response to that was to condemn the consequence of this teaching, racism, but not to correct it.
Wow. Tim Daly, Tim, you are a force there over in Pennsbury. you come into this. Tell me about the lesson plans, how that comes out.
Yeah, so Jesse and I met up. We had not known each other, and I offered to help him out. You know, a lot of people don't know how to do RTKs, and I explained to him, Tim,
what's an RTK?
Right to know request.
Okay.
Freedom of Information
Act, right.
Here in PA. So I taught Jesse how to write it and gave him the advisement of how to get what he wanted, and then the school district partially denied him. And then I went in and tried to do a slightly different submission. They partially denied me. They partially denied Jesse again a third time. But where we were able to start putting pressure on them is that we uncovered within the school policies that are provided by PSBA, policy 111 very explicitly states that lesson plans are required, teachers are required to submit them, and that administrators can ask for them whenever they want. So I submitted a final RTK with statement of section policy 111 to force their hand that under RTKL section 305, if something is deemed to be presumptively public, they have to reproduce it. So instead of reproducing, they went in at the OOR with me and said that here's the classroom materials, and these classroom teaching materials are sufficient to meet the standard of a lesson plan. And the OOR agreed. But within the ruling, they had to give an affidavit. And as you saw in the article by Linda Stein in the Delaware Valley Journal, she detailed in the affidavit that Pensbury admits that they have not been doing lesson plans for over two decades.
Wow. And apparently, they do put something up online, at least from what I read, Tim, but it is very cursory. In other words, they don't want to get into the details of what they're trying to teach here, the objective, all those things that teachers have to write in a lesson plan, because they would get into something like Jesse is talking about here. There's an agenda here, and it would become apparent with real lesson plans, I assume.
Yes, it would be. My wife is a teacher, as you know, and her school district that she works at in New Jersey require lesson plans. So my wife was personally appalled at how can you effectively do this job without doing lesson plans. So the reason for not doing it is to do exactly what you were saying, Dom, to avoid alerting to parents as to what was going on. And in Mr. Rivera's situation and why I got involved is that there's nothing on the date of his kid being taught this lesson about this video whatsoever in Canvas, which is the solution that they utilize as the software. And therefore, Mr. Rivera could not confirm that what his son was telling was to be true. And that's really where the issue lies.
Wow. So, Jesse, you know, you're a good parent. You're asking, what did you learn in school today? What did you do? Your kid says, hey, Lincoln wanted to celebrate. Let's not have Thanksgiving. Lincoln wanted to celebrate the killing of Native Americans. That's what we learned today. You got to say to the kid, come on now. You can't have that right, little Jesse, right?
Basically, I didn't initially believe him. He was able to find and reproduce that video. And at that point, like any parent, I think my blood pressure shot up, and I immediately reached out to the school following the standard, progression of how one would address it, first with the principal, then with the Board of Education. And what really amazed me was this may be a teacher. It was not a history class. It was an English language arts class that taught this. So the opinion of the Board of Education was, well, because it wasn't taught in a history class, then it's acceptable. But when I had gone through further, because the accurate history of what was taught in the English in the history class never included Thanksgiving, the alternate view that they say that they're allowed to provide was the only view, and therefore it became the primary view to those students.
Yeah, and again, Jesse, the severity. Listeners, I got a lot of emails on this. Look, it's one thing to do the standard trashing of Thanksgiving. We've seen it before. But then to bring Lincoln in, and that the holiday was set by Lincoln to celebrate this on a grand scale nationally, you see the incremental progression of this craziness. There's no stopping it.
Mm-hmm. The other amazing thing was from the what I can understand to the Board of Education's response to this, I would liken this metaphorically to a metaphorical bullet that was shot, wounding many students, and the teachers, where the Board of Education's response wasn't to look at the damage done to the students to say, hey, let's correct this with an additional class, or let's let them look at the primary text, but rather to look at the bullet that was fired to say, oh, well, how can we make sure that this video gets reviewed by a committee that I will probably never hear the results of? It just kind of, again, boggled my mind. Those students, actually, their last day is this Friday, and everyone that was in that class has now an incorrect view if it wasn't addressed by their parents already. And I've been in contact with some of the parents in the class, but not all of them.
That is a very reasonable ask. Let's hear this other point of view. You know, you're not going crazy here, not a witch hunt, but let's hear the point of view that might inform the students better. Tim Daly with us, Jesse Rivera from Pensbury School District. So big issue, big picture issue, Tim, is Pensbury is apparently looking at a new school, and the cost is $250 million on paper.
Well, that's not including interest rates from the bonds, which will take it over $1 billion. Big billion. It'll be the most expensive building ever produced in Bucks County, and they are aggressively working the angles to make sure that it doesn't go to referendum.
Wow. But I mean,
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, Tim, let me ask you, then I asked Jesse, would never have before. This school district has been notorious. You know, all the things we played as kind of the face of what went on during COVID, where people really, aside from you who knew about this, saw what school districts were like. How do they get away with this stuff? Do the voters think there ought to be that kind of expenditure?
Well, I mean, Pensbury's problem is that we are a three-region district for elections.
Okay.
And we were gerrymandered back in 2011-13 timeframes when Simon Campbell took control of the board. And we all know about Simon. And basically, they rewrote the areas, and it's impossible for a Republican to get elected and placed on this board. So it's 9 Democrats who are handpicked by Senator Steve Santafiro, who heads the Bucks County Democrats. And basically, we don't have real elections. So we have a state senator who chooses our school board, and then they carry out the orders of the Democratic Party, and they play politics rather than education. And where we're going around with the school district is that this is about creating union jobs, and it's nothing more than that. We have a building that was renovated. The West High School was renovated in 2005 at the cost of $45 million, and they want to demolish it. And we haven't even paid off the $45 million.
Wow. These are astounding figures. So, Tim, keep us in the loop. Jesse, thank you very much. Thanks for what you're doing as a parent. So your son is now going to the high school in Pensbury. Are you staying in Pensbury?
Absolutely. I'm not going to back down from a fight.
All right. I could tell that. Well, guys, keep us in the loop on this, Jesse. Good to meet you, and we'll continue to follow this. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you for having us, Tom.
Wow. Tim Daly, Jesse Rivera, $250 million. What? Hard to believe. All right. And again, that was a reasonable ask from this parent, without a doubt. All right. Let me get one or two here. Then we'll have Dom's Money Melody. Let's go to Jim in Boyertown on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jim, good afternoon. What's the all-time quote that moved the world?
Hey, Dom. Hey, Dan.
Hi.
When Neil Armstrong stepped on the moon, his famous quote was, "One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind."
Absolutely. That's a big moment. You don't get to step on the moon too often, except that we know it was a fake. No, just kidding. Vice President Harris, that we've talked about a lot recently, she's at a forum today around money. Dan tells me, first of all, Scott Presler, he'll be next on the show on Friday. He's got a lot to report, apparently, Dan, including Amber Rose trying to hook up. She's a Trump supporter to do a voter registration. But you tell me he's taking on Philly Dems on Twitter over what?
Yeah, so Malcolm Kenyatta tweeted, "I'm voting for a good man, a good dad, and a good president, Joe Biden, this November." Scott subtweets it and writes, "Any black men that live in Malcolm's district, I'm asking you to vote for Donald Trump. Philly has been controlled by Democrats for decades, and the community is getting poorer, crime is worse, and families are broken. It's time for a black renaissance in America. Vote Trump."
All right. We'll see when Mr. Malcolm Kenyatta, who's been on the show, Dan, not recently, how he responds. Presler, our featured guest, of course, a week from Friday at Mulligan's, the Summer White House, right there in Wildwood, noon until 3. We have a lot of friends of the show, a lot of people saying they wouldn't miss it.
So much fun. You don't miss this.
And a great band and other surprises. Well, we got that from... what's her name today? The real Guido, the lead singer of the Dupree's, wants to join in, Dan. Yeah, now we're having groups that are wanting to audition for you, Dan. You got a whole side business. Here is Kamala Harris, though, with all this going on, saying, hey, when you're in debt, it's like a Venn diagram. Life can be tough. That's why we forgave student loan debt. Here's Vice President Harris.
Our philosophy is that we want people to not just be able to get by, but get ahead. And debt is one of those things that holds people back from getting ahead. So we decided to take on, for example, the issue of student loan debt. I will say that here at this incredible HBCU, one of the things we know is that black students are more likely to be Pell Grant recipients and take out student loans and endure for years, if not decades, student loan debt. And what that does to then hold back their ability to aspire to have a family, buy a home. So we decided to take it on, and not without great opposition from people in Washington, D.C. Let's be clear about that. They didn't want this. They said, well, I got mine, you should be able to do yours, instead of taking into account, again, what we have already discussed in terms of the where people start. Not everybody starts out on the same base. Right? And that's part of our mentality in thinking about this. So we have now forgiven over $160 billion in student loan debt, benefiting about 5 million people. I have met just today people who have had their student loan debt forgiven. Please testify.
Please cackle.
And what it has meant, we've also doubled the amount of student loan debt that we have forgiven for public servants, such as firefighters, nurses, teachers. God knows we don't pay them enough as it is. So this has been a game changer for so many. I've met now a number of teachers, for example, who came up to me with tears about how for decades they've been living with tens, if not as much as hundreds of thousands of student loan debt, but they love teaching so much that they would not leave the profession, but they would tell me about other teachers who just couldn't afford, with those salaries being so low, and that debt, to get by. So, again, it's not only about our accomplishments on the issue of the creation of wealth. It's equally important, Bakari and Michael, to understand why.
Okay, let's stop here. The creation of wealth. You're married to a billionaire, right, or whatever he is. That's your creation of wealth. Give me a break. You didn't forgive anything. You put it on the back of taxpayers. And if Republicans, I'm looking at the polling, America rejects this. If Republicans cannot effectively articulate that and run on this and distinguish and talk about who, people made decisions, all right? And again, I've said this many times. 30 years ago, you didn't know what you were getting into, yada, yada, yada. But say in the last 10 years, how many times do we have to prove to you, you can't just go and get into these enormously expensive private colleges, whatever they may be. Also, Ms. Harris, Vice President Harris, a lot of this student debt are master's degrees and added stuff. So let's Republicans sharpen this. Maybe they like to talk to me and Dan a little bit on this because we've gone through this back and forth. And I have a passion to get to the bottom of this and give them some points they can make to bring up. You're not forgiving anything. You're buying votes with this. Okay? So that's why I encourage Trump to talk about, yeah, well, we're not going to tax people on tips. Let's see what Biden says on that. Let's see how you counter that. When we're taking care of people many times who can afford to pay this and are getting out of something, you're not creating wealth. You're putting a burden on other people to pay for this based on the decision. And I'm not even blaming the people who made the decision as much. I'm blaming big college and this rotten scam that they've created, a monopoly and a monopoly of the mind where you can't advance unless you have a college degree. We're starting to see that peel back where more professions are saying, no, you don't need a college degree in order to get that foot in the door and all that stuff. They're not using that as something to keep you out. By the way, one quick poll that is just up, a Maris poll, Dan, and I'm going to piece this out coming up, and we'll have the lightning round too. 49% of people in this Maris poll, which is about 1,800 people, say that the jury was correct in convicting President Trump in the so-called hush money case. Yet, Trump, in the Maris poll, is still leading Pennsylvania 47-45. And he was only 1 point ahead the last time we had a Maris poll. So Trump is up more in the current Maris poll, even though almost a majority believe the jury was correct in convicting Trump. Now, some of these people are Democrats. They're not going to vote for Trump in that. But that means some of the independents and others here say, yeah, the jury was correct. He did it. But you know what? I'm still with Trump over Biden for whatever reason. So it is negligible what happened here with the verdict. I still think around the edges in a really, really tight race, it could matter. But as of now, this is not having much impact. We'll see as the summer goes on, but this poll in Pennsylvania, that's where I care about it, indicates Trump ahead by about what he was before or more. But they believe the jury was correct. Wow. One note on Vice President Harris, too. We've talked a lot about this. Can you bypass her? I think Dan thinks so. He's in that camp. That's more what I'm going to put up on Twitter probably later today, because that's the only way. You have to bypass her if Biden's going to drop out and tag in somebody else. Now, Michelle Obama can bypass anybody, the Democrats, I believe. But who else could bypass her? Well, a new poll out shows some of her strengths. I know that's hard to believe, but remember, these are Democrats and progressives we're talking about. They love what she's doing on reproductive rights. They love what she does on climate. And she polls better now. She didn't used to, but she polls better now than Biden when it comes to African-American Democrat voters. She is still slightly more unfavorable than Biden, which, Dan, that helps make your point. That's pretty hard to do. How can you be a little bit more radioactive than Joe Biden? Right? Could they get her out of there? If they can get Biden out of there, can they get her out of there? But she's got the ace, you know, the card in the hole that she just can't bypass. I'd have to say, Dan, if that happens, and we'd all have to say maybe the Democrat Party is not as beholden to just identity type of things, race, gender. Well, I don't even know what they call it anymore because they can make up anything. That might prove that point. I'm in the camp that doubts it, though, and says, no way, you're not getting her out of there. You said Stacey Abrams, right, would be somebody you thought. Newsom, I just think he's the last person in the world that's going to knock her out of there. And that's what you'd have to do. It's not just taking Biden out. It's also taking out Kamala Harris, which is a rare thing where you have to do both of them here. I can't even imagine it. How that would work. All right, let's go to Dave in Doylestown on the student loan thing. Hey, Dave, afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Dom. How are you?
Good.
Dom, I commented to your answering guy something about the student loans that the Republicans should counter the student loan forgiveness with. Loan forgiveness in the eyes of the IRS, Dom, is called income.
Right.
When you have a loan forgiven, be it $100,000, for example, you're going to end up having to pay $30,000 in taxes at the end of that year that loan is forgiven. Why don't the Republicans get out and put that word out? This is not a good thing for any of these guys. Anybody who has a loan forgiveness probably doesn't have the money to pay the taxes on it.
All right, Dave, I hear you, but I'm not exactly sure on that. I think you're right. But you know what? If you get $100,000 forgiven, I don't know if anybody's getting quite that much, and then you have to pay that tax. I'm sure there is some part of this plan where they're going to allow you some sufferance over a period of time or whatever. Now, Kamala Harris, of all people, creating wealth. How could any Democrat out there go to a place and talk about creating wealth? They're the enemy of that. Jim told me this. A couple of people have texted me. You have a report in your newsroom. We're breaking this first. Thanks to Jim for seeing this or texted, and Dan, you too. That here we go again. And I'm sure we're going to hear, well, you know, what do they mean? You can't, you know, the whole thing again with being under siege, be it in Gloucester Township, be it in Ocean City, be it in Wildwood. The most recent was over in Pentawkin. You're seeing these mobs of kids where police can't break them up until they actually start doing something. And they're under the gun because of Murphy and this attorney general, and they continue to do it. So, way to go, Mayor Ernie. Dan, no more on that. Is that reported from the city of Wildwood, or what's the source?
So I'm looking at a story from June 5th, too,
right,
that allegedly Long Branch, there was one that was advertised for June 8th in Long Branch, and they shut that one down as well. This is apparently up and down the Jersey Shore. There's these unsanctioned beach parties popping up on social media. I don't know if it's tied at all to those street racers, but after what we saw on Memorial Day and what we saw there, I can only... You know,
yeah.
Encourage expressing caution.
I mean, they're saying a beach party. Well, you can be on the beach. So what's the objection per se? Are they charging? Is there something with this that's an add-on to just showing up? You can go to the beach and call it a beach party all you want, Dan, right? That's not illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something apparently that's... involved with this that is out of bounds.
So I'm reading, this is Long Branch, a story from NJ.com, but the Long Branch's experience is what pop-up parties began in May 2022 when one drew up to an estimated 5,000 people to Pier Village, a luxury oceanfront mixed-use development that consists of 500 residences, about 30 restaurants and shops, and two hotels. Most attendees arrived by train, multiple fights were reported among partygoers, and, quote, one flashbang and the deployment of smoke was used by the State Department of Corrections officers assisting at the scene.
Uh-huh.
So
it's, all right. So I still think, Dan, when these people do this stuff, there's some kind of charging or something, too, that goes on. And again, why can't police just break that up when it's there under their own authority? We know why. We know the Murphy directive and those attorney general directives. That's why. Hey, tip of the hat to Dan and Jim. Thank you, too, Jim. Because, you know, this is the type of stuff we try to do here. We got tips from people on this. And we'll then try to develop it tomorrow if you get Mayor Ernie on to tell us explicitly what this is about. It's got to be chilling, given what's already going on.
So I have now a Courier Post article that mentions the pop-up car rally in Wildwood. September 2022 was when that was.
Right.
But also in May, they pushed back. I don't know if this is the same organizer, but a, quote, big money Juan, who organizes these pop-up parties. And online ads for the party promised dance battles, twerking contests, beer pong, and boxing matches.
Dan, would you send... Wait a minute. All right.
Yeah.
The twerking contest, we have to send observers over there for that, Dan. But the boxing match, can you imagine, Dan? People drinking 5,000 of them, boxing matches and twerking contest on the beach in Wildwood. And wait a minute. Well, it's not on Dom Giordano weekend.
Jim, are you DJing this thing? Were you
No, there was no calls for me to DJ this. I might be willing to do it for the sake of the show, just to
get inside that, the boxing match. Dan, but notice they didn't do it on Dom Giordano weekend. It's not just a day now. You don't dare defy that day in Wildwood.
I'm actually going to be in Wildwood on Dom Giordano weekend.
Okay. Hey. All right. We'll get full reports on that.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
When you have a loan forgiven, be it $100,000, for example, you're going to end up having to pay $30,000 in taxes at the end of that year that loan is forgiven. Why don't the Republicans get out and put that word out? This is not a good thing for any of these guys. Anybody who has a loan forgiveness probably doesn't have the money to pay the taxes on it.
All right, Dave, I hear you, but I'm not exactly sure on that. I think you're right, but you know what? If you get $100,000 forgiven, I don't know if anybody's getting quite that much, and then you have to pay that tax, I'm sure there is some part of this plan where they're going to allow you some sufferance over a period of time or whatever. Now, Kamala Harris, of all people, creating wealth. How could any Democrat out there go to a place and talk about creating wealth? They're the enemy of that. Jim told me this. A couple of people have texted me. You have a report in your newsroom. We're breaking this first. Thanks to Jim for seeing this or texted, and Dan, you too. That here we go again. And I'm sure we're going to hear, well, you know, what do they mean? You can't, you know, the whole thing again with being under siege, be it in Gloucester Township, be it in Ocean City, be it in Wildwood, the most recent was over in Pentawkin. You're seeing these mobs of kids where police can't break them up until they actually start doing something. And they're under the gun because of Murphy and this attorney general, and they continue to do it. So way to go, Mayor Ernie. Dan, no more on that. Is that reported from the city of Wildwood, or what's the source?
So I'm looking at a story from June 5th, too,
right,
that allegedly Long Branch, there was one that was advertised for June 8th in Long Branch, and they shut that one down as well. This is apparently up and down the Jersey Shore. There's these unsanctioned beach parties popping up on social media. I don't know if it's tied at all to those street racers, but after what we saw on Memorial Day and what we saw there, I can only... encourage expressing caution.
I mean, they're saying a beach party. Well, you can be on the beach. So what's the objection, per se? Are they charging? Is there something with this that's an add-on to just showing up? You can go to the beach and call it a beach party all you want, Dan, right? That's not illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something, apparently, that's involved with this that is out of bounds.
So I'm reading, Saul, this is Long Branch, a story from NJ.com, but the Long Branch's experience is what pop-up parties began in May 2022 when one drew up to an estimated 5,000 people to Pier Village, a luxury oceanfront mixed-use development that consists of 500 residences, about 30 restaurants and shops, and two hotels. Most attendees arrived by train. Multiple fights were reported among partygoers, and, quote, one flashbang and the deployment of smoke was used by the State Department of Corrections officers assisting at the scene.
Uh-huh.
So
all right. So I still think, Dan, when these people do this stuff, there's some kind of charging or something, too, that goes on. And again, why can't police just break that up when it's there under their own authority? We know why. We know the Murphy directive and those attorney general directives. That's why. Hey, tip of the hat to Dan and Jim. Thank you, too, Jim. Because, you know, this is the type of stuff we try to do here. We got tips from people on this. And we'll then try to develop it tomorrow if you get Mayor Ernie on to tell us explicitly what this is about. It's got to be chilling given what's already going on.
So I have now a Courier Post article that mentions the pop-up car rally in Wildwood. September 2022 was when that was.
Right.
But also in May, they pushed back. I don't know if this is the same organizer, but a, quote, Big Money Juan, who organizes these pop-up parties. And online ads for the party promised dance battles, twerking contests, beer pong, and boxing matches.
Dan, would you send... Wait a minute. All right.
Yeah.
The twerking contest. I got to... We have to send observers over there for that, Dan. But the boxing match. Can you imagine, Dan? People drinking 5,000 of them. Boxing matches and twerking contest on the beach in Wildwood. And wait a minute. Well, it's not on Dom Giordano weekend.
Jim, are you DJing this thing? Were you a...
Yeah.
You
so...
No, there was no... calls for me to DJ this. I might be willing to do it for the sake of the show. Just to
get inside that, the
absolutely.
Boxing match. Dan, but notice they didn't do it on Dom Giordano weekend. It's not just a day now. You don't dare defy that day in Wildwood.
I'm actually going to be in Wildwood on Dom Giordano weekend.
Okay. Hey. All right. We'll get full reports on that.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.